Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they couldn't make this up. So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down.
Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to another episode of
Dumb People Town.
Population you?
Population Brennan.
Yeah.
Neil Brennan.
I tried to get in on it, but
you
I
did. Anytime people start shouting things in an infomercial sort of way, Neil Brennan will be there to lend his voice.
That truly is one of my favorite things. I don't say that lightly. I literally do it all the time
Turn
in my house.
That
Turn.
Salad.
Stop this bit. I constantly
stop this bit.
I yell it at exes. I used to yell at my ex all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Stop the insanity.
I would yell stop this bit.
Because your ex. Stop this bit of us breaking
up. Nobody cares.
Yes.
And most famously, I know black people. That's
Which,
my that was
yes.
a sketch. And
yes.
that's
yes.
illegally
also the
I made the crew of Chappelle's Show
say
it in unison.
Ironically, mm-hmm. the same thing they shouted at the Miracle Mop. One as well, which was that was a little uncomfortable. A little uncomfortable.
Yeah, it was inappropriate.
Inappropriate. Did the slap chop guy? He hit somebody, right? He definitely.
That's the ShamWow.
ShamWow guy.
I think the ShamWow guy died.
He did not die.
No, that's the OxyClean guy.
Okay. Yeah. Go on.
The ShamWow.
I'm the OxyClean guy.
Yeah. It all smells like oranges. The ShamWow.
Why does it all need to smell like oranges?
It doesn't. I don't know if I have
there are other smells.
The ShamWow guy backhanded a hooker. Am I right?
Yes.
Is that what happened?
Yes, that's what happened. In Florida.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he was a slap chop guy.
He looks like the Trivago guy after a bender.
Yeah.
Which is hard to do.
Yes.
It looks like the Trivago guy after he stayed at one of the worst Trivago hotels.
The Trivago guy's too chill for me. His chi bothers me.
His voice bothers me.
Great show on Showtime. Chi.
That's,
is that
nope,
pronounced chi?
That, no,
oh, it's something
no,
different? Okay.
No, sorry.
Sorry.
It's the shy. It's about a guy who's afraid to speak up.
Got it. Well, on this show, we posit that the world is getting dumber, or I think the world is willfully and gleefully getting dumber, or dumb is fighting smart and dumb is winning a lot these days.
At a certain point, and it's not going to be long, I'm just going to go, I don't read books.
Anymore.
And I'm a guy
smart
who used
guy.
To read books.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm an intelligent person.
And you're
but
like,
at a certain point, I'm just going to go, I'm no longer even going to buy them.
I can't do
don't
it.
Don't succumb.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
It's
Please
like
don't
like,
do that.
It's like they're like avocados that I just like, yeah, no, I need them for the weekend. And then I just say,
here I am throwing away another five avocados.
Like the that only time you'll read a book is for a Super Bowl party?
No,
same thing.
Yeah,
make a bowl of books.
Yeah.
Well, it's getting dumber, and we have proof. Our dumb ears on the ground.
Our
send
wonderful
us
townies send us stories, and then Dan breaks them down.
Dan knows the story a little bit, but Neil doesn't know it. Randy doesn't
never
know
heard
it. I don't know.
Never
and we
it.
Try and understand what motivates these people to do the dumb things they do. And I'm so happy we have Neil Brennan here. We'll talk about all his great stuff that he's got going on.
Oh.
So
Ready?
Much.
Oh,
Dan,
fuck.
Give it to us.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, wait.
Sent in by John McCray. At John McCray the second.
Wow.
MCRAD.
The Deuce, you mean?
Yeah,
Deuce.
Well, he has
they
two
call him the Deuce.
Roman,
the Deuce.
Two capital I's after, so I think that means he's the second.
He's number two.
John McCray.
I know that if you're the third, is your trip or
trip.
Tray.
Yes.
Trip.
We've covered that. We had
two.
A show where somebody's.
Tui is, you can be called
No, I like
Tui.
The Deuce.
You're making that up.
Nope.
The Deuce.
I've heard of people named Tui. I call
you are wrong.
Yeah. How about the sequel? No one gets the sequel.
How about the Squeakquel?
The Squeakquel.
Right?
Stuart
That's
Little,
a cute kid.
No, it was the
Chipmunks.
The Chipmunks.
Chipmunks.
And I literally would yell, "Say Squeakquel" every time I saw it on a billboard.
That was great.
It was a great
Marketing.
Time.
They got you.
They
got you good. It was just post 9/11. It was a great time.
A man who told police he punched an ATM. Because it gave him too much cash, was arrested.
Wait, no.
Yes. This is Dumb People Town.
So, have you ever been to an ATM and there's been a mix-up and more money has come your way?
No. But this is how like dumb the human mind is.
Mm-hmm.
This is how long ago this was. I'm going to qualify this story, and there's going to be no story.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was Chemical Bank. You guys won't remember Chemical Bank.
The Chemical Brothers were the Chemical Bank
for the early 90s. That's became Chase.
Chemical Bank became Chase.
Yes.
Right.
I went to the Chemical Bank on 9th and Broadway, which you guys would know.
Sure.
And I deposited, at this point, I believe I deposited $20.
Mm-hmm.
Again. Deposited. This is how well things were going.
So, right. And this was an event that probably meant you needed to ride a subway to get there.
Lived on Astrophys, so it was nearby. But,
so you walked over there.
But long story short, there was no record. I was shorted $20, and I used my receipt to like prove it. And to this day, I saved the receipt, and that happened in 1992. Never been an incident since. But
did they give you back the money?
Yeah, they did.
Okay, good for that.
Chemical Bank.
Good on them.
And
look what happened to Chemical Bank.
But Neil, that time in your life, when $20 was super important.
Yes, you did not want to be shorted $20.
Oh man,
like I waited in line, like it was a thing.
But those are the times where like ATMs were in vestibules, and like there was like a homeless guy in our vestibule,
absolutely.
You're like, all right, what do we do here?
Yeah.
I'm fine with you being here because it's cold outside and it's New York,
and you can't plead poverty.
No,
that's the other thing you can't be like,
because I'm going to take money out.
Don't
got it.
Right.
They got you in that moment.
Yeah,
they got you, and you're like, you're
kind of brilliant,
making me uncomfortable, but I totally understand your situation. And
that's
I don't know
a moment where you want the ATM to give you more money so you can just slide a little bit.
Do you remember that scene from LA Story where he's on Steve Martin and the girl are on the date, and he goes to the ATM to get cash out. They take two steps away from the attorney. He's like, "Hi, my name's Phil. I'll be your mugger for the evening." He's like, "Hi, Phil. Nice to meet you."
Yeah. And he holds up his hands.
Cash,
and, I know.
Yeah. And they walk
Sarah
away.
Was he with Sarah Jessica Parker on that?
Mm-hmm.
Believable.
Maybe, yes.
Totally. It's believable.
A man told police he punched an ATM because it gave him too much cash.
And
did
he fuck it up? Did he mess up the ATM?
Yeah, like,
well,
he did.
Okay.
Right. He did. I'm going to have you guys guess. He was arrested after a bank official says the attack caused, well, we'll guess later, $5,000 in damages.
Okay. So now if I used to represent Kimbo Slice, I'm now getting this guy to fight people in boatyards and try and take their eyeballs
out.
Or an
ATM vestibule.
I think you have him fight ATMs.
All over the world.
You know what I'm calling it? Backyard wrestling. Vestibule.
Vestibule wrestling.
Sure. Yep. He goes in and you see who can one punch
take
how much damage.
How much damage can you do to the thing? And if you go over 5,000, people start popping up and yelling "World Star."
I'm going to show you guys his picture.
World Star. No one yells it like that.
No.
I wanted
World Star.
I wanted to get everyone to
get every syllable, every letter represented. World Star.
Coco Police charged Michael Joseph Oleksik.
Did he get spousal abuse because he's married to this motherfucking money? Go ahead.
Yeah.
Of Merritt Island on Friday with criminal mischief nearly a month into the investigation of a disturbance at a Wells Fargo bank branch. Add this to the DPT walking tour.
Where?
On 834 North Coco Boulevard in Coco.
Coco,
that's a pretty
Florida.
Small, pretty slow town.
Yes. Coco, like, Florida.
Yeah. Guys, about this ATM assault? What are we doing about the ATMs?
I mean,
guys, who's going to pretend? I, for one, care about the ATMs of this town.
It's gone cold, damn it. Who's representing the ATM in court?
Right. Well, that's what I was going to ask in your fight. How would you know who won? When is the fight over? When the ATM doesn't
work
anymore?
Well, here's the good news. You know how much it costs? It's a $2 fee.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Exactly.
To represent.
And you have to agree to it. You have to agree to it.
Mike, I usually represent Chemical Bank,
mm-hmm.
and because I'm now representing, I got to do the fee.
I was at an ATM in Vegas, $9.99.
For
what?
The fee?
Yep.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't your bank.
There's no bank in the casinos.
Oh, in a casino.
I walked three blocks to a Walgreens and was charged
$5.
Yeah, I think it was like $4.99 or something.
That reminds me of somebody's joke. I want to say Tom Papa, where you'll spend ungodly amounts of money at a blackjack table,
but
$500 a hand, then you get to your room and the movie's $13. You're like, what in the hell?
Why?
Why are they raping me like this?
Over my dead. I'm no sucker.
Already set.
Not going to let the house beat me on this movie.
Olexet can be seen on surveillance video standing at the ATM pummeling the electronic teller's touch screen on November 29th. A short time later, an apologetic Olexet.
I don't understand. Too much money.
I can understand if you were like Neil Brennan, shorted $20, and you then kind of it all comes out. Right. Everything that you're
the divorce,
all of my job, all of the things. No
it's
respect.
Not about the ATM. It's about all the other
stuff.
Problems.
It all comes through your fist.
Yeah, job firing.
But too much. Maybe he thought you're taking too much out. Like, I can't allow you to take this much out of my account.
No, they were giving it to him.
I agree, but maybe he thought that's going to overdraw my account.
They're going to charge me for all that money.
Oh, that's fair.
Maybe it was this guy does everything wrong. He does everything backwards.
It's not that you can't read social cues. He just reads them wrong.
People go hello and he goes goodbye.
Yeah,
all day.
He's a different. Social Yoda.
Too much money. I'm going to beat why I never.
Yeah.
A short time later, an apologetic Olexic called the bank and told the manager that he punched the ATM because he was angry. The ATM was giving him too much money and he did not know what to do. That's a man who answers problems with violence.
Or also,
you're an idiot.
Also doesn't know what to do in many situations.
You know what I do? I shut the fuck up and I keep going to that ATM.
Forever.
That's something you keep on
yourself. I thought the restaurant was on the other side of town. It is.
We're just going to stop here first. I'm going to make a stop real quick.
I gotta go to my cash guy.
No, I don't need it. Are you sure you don't need any money?
Right. You good on money?
Go ahead and trust me.
No, I'm not good on money. I just don't want your money.
I am over on Cocoa Boulevard that you're gonna. You're gonna love it. You're gonna take a 20 and see what happens. Just go ahead. Try it. I'll wait in the car.
What did I tell you?
5 minutes later.
Told you.
I should say I don't like ATMs.
They'll never catch us with their computers and their cameras.
Yeah. I mean, it's like this ATM and this bank is like the Comics Comedy Club of banks. Like
Remember Comics in New York?
They were giving too much money. You're like, you'll be closed in a year.
Yes. And sure enough.
And they were. And I'm like, I loved you. We're going to do things a little differently.
I know.
Like the food came to the back and I'm like, oh, this is too good.
Yeah.
This food is too good.
What do you do? Don't drizzle anything.
No.
Just be fingers.
This actually looks like food you would get at a restaurant. Yes. You guys are fucking this up.
Oh, wait, we're staying at the Hotel Gansevoort. What is going on right now?
Yeah.
I got in my room. It was beautiful. It wasn't just like a box. And I was like, son of a bitch.
Headliners only have to do 25 minutes.
Whoa!
Yeah, you don't have to close strong.
No!
You don't have to close strong.
That was not a problem for us.
We
do things a little differently.
You don't have to close strong? That's why we got booked so much.
$10, open bar.
No!
No, what could possibly go wrong?
What could go wrong
here? We think this is a business model whose time is coming.
Olexic also said that he was in a hurry for work and apologized for the damage to the bank ATM.
So he then took all of that again.
I'm in a hurry. Let me beat up this ATM real quick.
Also, I don't want your extra cash. I want to make sure I get to
Nothing
work on time.
Nothing will get you to work on time like beating up a robot.
That's right. There's no way to start your day. That is coming.
Of course, people are fighting robots. I've said this before. I said it on Joe Rogan's podcast. Rest in peace.
We just want to have a good night's sleep. Yeah, it's fine. I get it.
I've said this on Joe Rogan's podcast. Do you guys know what Luddites are?
Yeah, people who want to go back to an earlier time.
No, it's the term is based on during the Industrial Revolution when most things became automated. Luddites were people who would break into factories and destroy the machines.
Yeah. Right, but the term came to represent people who wanted.
Now it represents. Yeah, yeah. You're
but
not
the original
wrong.
Luddites.
I'm saying the original Luddites were
actually did
people
like,
who hated technology because it was taking money out of their
technological
pocket,
terrorism.
Put them out of jobs, and that's going to happen in mass with robot trucks. 3 million truck drivers are going to be out of a job. In 10 years, right?
3 million truck drivers not only be out of a job.
And if they hear this story that you can beat up a robot.
Here we go.
Guys, this guy's
on. It's on. No. Not only are they going to be out of a job, they're going to not be able to stop at truck shops dressed as women and give hand jobs.
That's correct.
That's part of what they... Although it does open the door to do a reboot of Over the Top where Sylvester Stallone actually just arm wrestles a truck. He's not an armless robot.
A robot truck.
Or for the truck.
Look, who am I to stand in the way of your screenwriting dreams, guys?
But
guys,
listen to this. Tell me this. I'm just minting money. If you were at...
Like I'm an ATM.
If you're running to your car.
Ever.
Let's say you're running to your car and a robot is about to write you a ticket. Robot about to write you a ticket for parking like 5 minutes late.
You kick the shit out of
it.
You're not going to kick that thing?
Shit on it. They're going to sneak up behind it. And they'll do things that like the robot can't... You can't see behind you. Who's the robot now, robot?
Who's the robot? I never called you a robot.
Who's a robot now? Being rational now?
Yeah. Yes.
Wells Fargo contacted the Cocoa Police Department because Oleksik called them and said, "I'm sorry about what I did."
I heard Oleksik killed his Grammy because she gave him $100 at Christmas.
He's not taking that shit anymore.
You know,
because he exchanged
it. I was told it would be 50. You old bitch.
You know I have to go to the swing.
Say
shift.
Goodbye. Get your affairs in order, Grant Nana. He not
say goodbye to your little friend. Like everything is
He destroyed her keypad,
and then he called his family. I'm sorry, I beat up.
Sorry, I beat
she
her
just
up.
Give me money. I didn't know what to do.
I had to go to work.
How I am.
Wells Fargo contacted the Cocoa Police Department and asked to press charges.
It's okay, honey. It's not okay. I'm on my way over to fight you.
And then I'm going to
for
work.
For complimenting me
for saying it's okay.
I'm going to be late. And the boss is like, "Are you late again? Who'd you beat up this time?"
I punched a traffic light because it was green.
Yeah.
You're a loose
green
cannon,
for too long.
It was green for too long. I was getting too many of them.
I was hitting every light.
Yeah. He was arrested and booked into the Brevard County Jail Complex in Sharps, Florida. Mm-hmm. I'm going to show you guys a picture of him because we're going to play a round of Guess the Age. Okay. Now,
picture that. Now this means the picture is not going to help you.
It's not.
So I'm guess the age. Trying to tell you, a guy who's got a job and he wants money from the ATM and he punches it. We have an idea in my brain. I have an idea of how old he is. Now we're going to see a picture, Neil, and this will.
Can I guess before?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course you can.
Do you want to guess without seeing?
Will the home viewer see it?
Yeah, if they join our Facebook page, they can see the picture.
Oh boy, here we go.
Easy. It's easy. It's not easy.
But they're playing. They're playing without seeing.
Guys,
they're playing.
We're just gonna every once in a while. We'll hit you up.
Hitting anybody up.
Do you want to guess before?
Do you
want to
guess
no?
pre-photo?
Pre-Fontaine? I'm going to go 36.
Okay. Now, I'm going to look at the photo.
I got to see the photo.
Okay. I'm going to tell you two things about this. Mm-hmm. Based on his photo, you will not be able to tell if he is late, like 19, mm-hmm. or a really good 40. Also, he looks like Chris Evans. So much like Chris Evans. All right, ready?
Chris Evans running back from Michigan?
No.
Oh wow. He looks like he just...
I stand by.
36?
Yeah.
He looks like he's just got out of a relationship with Reese Witherspoon.
Mm-hmm. Look at Chris Evans.
Get the fuck out of here.
You tell me he doesn't look like Chris Evans?
Wow.
Doesn't he look...
You know what he's
got?
This
guy looks too good looking to hit a machine. And he's fighting ATMs.
You know what he's got? He's got that swoop in the hair.
Is he fighting capitalism itself this
guy? Maybe.
Is there a bigger play?
Look at this guy. He's going to go after all the robots.
He's good
looking.
Maybe
he's the leading man going after all the robots.
Okay, so you said 36.
Yeah.
All right. Neil says
by the
36.
Way, you
I stand by it. Like, I think I'm within a year.
If you're punching an ATM, you have the aggression of, I'm not getting laid enough. You know what I mean? Like, it's got to come out somewhere. This guy.
Something's wrong.
This guy's getting laid.
The problem with him is if you fuck him too much, he will beat you up.
That's right.
So more than he wants.
You can't.
Ladies, do not fuck this guy.
Do not give it up. Do not.
Jason Arandi.
Give it up. I think he is 31 years old.
31 years old from Randy Sklar. Jason Sklar.
This is all in Florida years, right?
Yeah. Florida years. Is, you got a chance. It's like Canadian money.
I think he's 42.
42 years old. Okay. So.
Oh, you know what? Wrong.
I'm wrong about that because there would be a little gray in his beard.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah, I'm going to say, 42. I'll stop.
Okay.
Jason says
42.
Baby face. 36, 31, 42.
Okay.
And you can go over it. It's just whoever's closest.
Okay. Michael?
Oleksik.
Michael Joseph Oleksik. MJ, if you're nasty, is 23 years old.
Oh! Oh, wow.
40 years.
All that ATM punching will age you.
How is he doing this?
All that ATM.
I didn't get a job, so I won.
That is a 23-year-old kid.
He needs to punch his jeans.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Yes, he's punched them
too
much.
Or he wouldn't. Because God, look at that.
The ATM giveth, and the Lord taketh away. taketh his youth away. All right, there you go.
Story number one.
We're off and running with Neil Brennan. Are you happy that we've got him?
Off. And running.
Win.
Hi, I'm Neil Brennan.
Brennan.
Hi, guys. Hi.
Hi. The guy who the whole host just continually did. All right, well, let's take a break. And then when we come back, we'll talk to Neil Brennan and we'll do a couple more stories.
Yes,
how about that? Does that sound good for everybody
Sounds
in here?
Good to
All right,
me.
Let's take a break. Hey, guys, welcome back to the show. We got Neil Brennan with us. If you haven't seen his three mic special on Netflix, you're depriving yourself of great comedy.
Or see him at the end of one of Chappelle's latest. It's you and Chappelle and Stevie Wonder in those little photo montage. That was such a great picture.
That is a good picture.
Yeah, your three mics, man. That is
Holy
so
shit.
Good.
What a Thank beautiful you. Concept. What a great way to sort of elevate and sort of... It, you know what it reminded me of? When a really great restaurant does like...
Jason's throwing stuff. He's so good.
Deconstructed... Right. Da-da-da. So it's basically you take the parts
it's
out.
It's like your stand-up, that special was like lamb three ways. Like we had like three different
I don't know. I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
When a really great chef is like, on this dish, I'm going to give you straight up lamb that like that you would get when you went to a restaurant.
A pile of yogurt.
Here's going to get some weird futuristic thing, this, and then you're going to get a totally stripped down like pate of it. And that's what it was, and I thought, brilliant, and I love it.
I mean, not only it was such a great depositing of all these great jokes and pieces that you had. I'm sure you you had all these like strands and things around, and you're like, how do I fit this
into? Most of the one liners were just tweets.
Yeah, right.
That you're I was like, I'm not gonna. Why throw them away?
Right.
How can I fit this into a stand up set? And you came up with the perfect construction, which again I think also speaks to your ability to think larger than. You know, just, hey, I'm
Thank
just going to present this stand-up in this way. So, fucking love
we'll
it.
We'll see on the next one.
This one is called Six Mics.
This one, I don't. I mean, I don't know what, if I'm like, I want to say like, sorry, nothing sad, gang. Like, I'm all out of sad shit. Chappelle actually suggested doing a show called Mean Things My Dad Said to My Brother Danny. Where I just and then my dad, I'm all out of shit he said to me. But one time Danny came in,
and Danny doesn't have the voice to
no,
he doesn't
it's
have the
gotta
platform.
Come through me.
Gotta come through the guy.
Gotta come through the man.
Yeah,
was amazing. And truthfully, the last few times that we've hung out with you when we've done stand up together, I love the new.
You guys are all very you're both very positive guys.
Yeah, but you know it's
I don't mean
like.
That like. I don't believe it. I do believe it. That's what's so surprising about it.
Well, I think for us, we love watching people
We're negative about a lot of
shit. We're negative about ourselves.
Right. No, that's in the car, though.
Very true. That's,
no, we can get super neg. Yep. But when we see someone we like doing cool work, then we are inspired to pitch ideas on it, and also we just enjoy it. We are not afraid. We are definitely not afraid to tell someone when we like it.
Yeah, so. I'm the same way, or I try to be the same way.
Yeah, you are.
If I like something, I go like, hey, I like that joke.
Yep, mm-hmm. So do we.
And people are grateful for it for the most part, because not a lot of people do it.
No. Totally not a lot of people
and,
do
And if someone gives you a tag, that is the best.
The
I will
best.
Literally
it's a huge
never
compliment.
Forget. I also want to have a thing at my funeral where people line up and say tags I gave them.
That's
and I want a goddamn line up whatever wherever I get buried. And
yeah,
I mean it's got to be soon.
I mean, we gave Sarah Silverman a tag about I don't know 10 years ago. It was one of our proudest stand up moments, and she used it, and it was funny.
Well, it was nice for us, and then she used it, which was a compliment back to us, saying like I loved it. And I mean, we've given and received.
Yeah,
phenomenal.
Absolutely,
it's truthfully is again, it reminds you that hey, we're in a community here.
Yeah.
And there's something about that that's enjoyable. I feel like as the Comedy Store has sort of resurfaced back into prominence after it had been kind of out in the wilderness for a while, you feel the community that is there. And so you come on a Tuesday night or a Thursday night when we're all performing, and I'm like, oh, this is fucking great. These are all my friends.
Yeah,
I'm going to actually go in the room and watch these people do their
Absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely. Totally.
So
I'm never more arrogant than when someone goes like, hey, thanks for that tag. And I'm like, what did I give you?
Which one?
I don't even remember. I throw out so many of these things. I don't even remember.
I can testify to that to people for all of you guys. You guys give me, the scholars give me so many tags and, you know, really like will say like, oh, blow that out more, like do more of that. And even Neil, the first time you and I ever met was at Doug Loves Movies when I did Wahlberg.
Yeah.
And even right after that show, you were like, hey, man, that was genuinely funny shit.
Yeah.
So you guys are, you are those
Thank
people
you.
That you're claiming to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, it's fine to do that.
You
and then we're negative.
A cool tag story?
It's yes, I do. Cool. Yeah, for sure.
I gave, for Rock has a special coming out, Netflix, I gave him a tag the day of the taping that
and
he used.
Of course.
Which is like, that's a credit to him.
Yeah, because like, he's ballsy enough to try that.
No, I'm going
to
try it.
Yeah.
At a fucking taping.
At a taping of my thing.
Like, fuck it.
That's awesome.
I'll give a compliment to our buddy Nate Fridson, who we take on the road with us sometimes. He is our feature, and we will give him tags between shows on a Saturday night, sold out show.
Yeah.
Yes, the feature spot isn't, you know, at the headliner spot, but it's still a sold out room.
It's way easier.
And he
it's a better spot.
It is a way better spot.
This is an entire story to let you know that we sell out shows on Saturday.
But no, but what it is, I always give him credit. Very rarely. I always give him credit because he always tries it.
Yeah, he tries it. That fearlessness.
Well,
he
has to. He's petrified of you.
And we like to keep it that way.
Yes.
All right, you guys want to do a second story?
Let's do another story.
Okay, here we go. Stuart, Florida.
Hey, by the way, guys, I write my own act.
You do?
That's pretty amazing,
right?
Yeah, I still write my own act.
Good for
go ahead.
You.
At this point, I would think you'd be past that, but that's great.
Fine, I got 10 minutes on Jacksonville. I hope nobody gets to it. Cat Williams did 10 minutes in Jacksonville in his new Netflix special. What?
I love it.
Literally 10 minutes in Jacksonville. Go ahead.
That's what we do when we go around. All right, go.
Stuart, Florida. A Florida man complaining.
Oh, I thought that was the guy's name.
It does seem
Stuart Florida to me would be the guy doing the most fucked up.
He's
shit.
The amalgam that's of actually all those. Most that, in my head, that's what most people in Florida are named.
Stuart
until
Florida.
They tell me differently.
Right. Stuart
and even
Florida.
Then, I'm like, who? Stu Florida over here? Go ahead.
Like Stu Florida is like sounds like a guy who owns a furniture store in Dallas.
Yeah,
this is Stu Florida.
Stu Florida, come down to our showroom in Deep Ellum.
Stuart Florida. A man complaining about his dinner to police has landed in trouble.
So if you're complaining about your dinner to cops, that means a lot of people weren't listening to you before that.
That's right.
Right.
You complained to a lot of people,
including
and no one gave
your
you.
Wife.
This is what happens when you give people too much power through Yelp.
Yeah.
Yep.
And this is a function of Yelp. It's
and
like
you
your joke.
Hit send on Yelp, and then you're like, not enough. Mm-mm. Hello, 911.
Mm-hmm. It's like your joke.
The Beethoven joke.
In the special, which guys, I got
so many of these jokes.
I'm like an ATM on Coco Avenue.
10,000
spins.
Oh yeah, yeah.
10,000 thumbs down on YouTube for
a
Beethoven song,
yes.
And someone's like, "I know music. I'm from Tampa."
Yeah, yeah. That is correct.
Ridiculous.
I've been on Florida's ass for a long time. I swear.
So there it is.
Florida.
The 51-year-old man was charged with misusing the emergency 911 line after he called dispatchers twice to complain about the size of the meal that was served to him.
The size
at Crab.
Not even the content.
Seafood
the
shack.
The portions.
So he liked it. He just wanted more of it.
And if this guy isn't Jewish, I don't know who is. Go on, guys.
Okay, ready?
And if
here,
I'm
going to
play this Semite,
down.
I don't know who is. What's the old Jewish joke? The side.
What a guy got to do to be called an anti-Semite?
The food was terrible in such small portions.
Exactly. He's an 80-year-old Jewish man. It's too Florida.
He's getting food, and you know that he's sitting with someone, a wife or a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a husband, whoever he's with, and he's sitting with them, and he is telling them, I'm going
to
call the cops.
Do not call the cops. This is his filibuster move.
This
is his like nuclear option.
Who started a bit and had to go through with it.
I hope I'm calling the cops.
I'm going to see the manager. Fuck that. I'm calling the cops.
I know you're making a joke here, but in his marriage, if he doesn't follow through, what then?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, this is about, you don't believe
me?
This is about, I'm going to take all your shit in the garage and light it on fire.
Oh, you're saying,
I'm saying in front of his wife.
I feel like the wife, maybe, I'd like if he was complaining about his wife's dish.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, what the hell's
yes.
going on? Like right. that he had to prove, like, you don't care about me at all. Baby, I'm going to call the cops.
Yeah. All right, let's turn this up, Brennan. Let's, because is this the 911 call?
Yeah, so this is his call. Okay,
okay,
ready?
Great.
Are you guys ready for this? This is the call of
whatever
him.
Whatever this is, I don't deserve this.
This is the
a
audio
gift of all gifts.
Of him calling into 911.
Please for a medical.
Too small.
911 emergency. You should call police, fire, medical.
Can I call for law officer?
What?
I'm sorry, you need what?
I called for an officer because I was speaking to a dispatcher and I was telling him about Krabby Seafood and I ordered something that it was extremely so small and they charged me.
Okay, I need to call back on a non-emergency line.
Okay, so who do I call?
Who do you call?
772.
That's where she just goes Ghostbusters.
Yeah, that's right. She's making up shit. Don't no girl have no 800 number.
Okay, what is that for?
That's for the non-emergency number.
Yeah, but that's for an officer to come?
That's for the non-emergency number for you to make your report, yes.
What the?
This woman. Meanwhile, okay. Someone's like hanging out of a house that's on fire right now.
Sir, you need to call that number. This is 911 for emergencies. Hang up and call that number.
Look at how much he's tying up this line.
Okay, 772 what?
Shut up!
She told you, dumbass!
Shut up! Where's the ATM guy to
write this down for me, honey. This number you're giving me, write it down.
Can you call them for me?
Can you pitch me?
Hey,
will you call me tomorrow and remind me to call that other number?
Brandon, keep that up, because minutes later.
This is a tag that I tried to give Sebastian that he didn't use.
Why didn't he use it?
It's about... Before Yelp and any of these things, back in the 80s, if you got bad service, you just took it.
Yeah.
So you could go to a restaurant, and if you got diarrhea for the rest of your life, whenever you drove past it, you go, that's the diarrhea Mexican.
Right. That's right.
Then that was our Yelp.
Yep.
Back
that
then.
Was our Yelp. Just,
you would tell it to people around you.
In your car with you.
They had to be in your car or on your bike, on your tricycle.
That's right.
On your tandem bike.
Or unicycle.
Yes. It had to be an earshot.
Yes. Within earshot, Yelp was just, I got diarrhea. Fuck that place. I got diarrhea. We didn't have Yelp. We didn't have Google. We didn't have TripAdvisor. We didn't have, God knows, we had 911. We didn't know
it. We didn't use it.
Right.
We certainly didn't use it.
We misused it.
So our lives were spent not knowing how long it was going to take to get to a place and needing someone to tell you. Needing someone to tell you if that
place
is shitty.
Even if we knew, who would we tell?
Nobody.
Yeah.
Right.
How would we let someone know that?
Also, our lives back then were like, I'll meet you here, and then that was it.
And then how do I know when you're there? But just,
that's
do
it. People say to each other, what did we do for cell phones? I said, we made plans. Yeah. If I told you I'll be there on Tuesday at 2 o'clock.
You were there.
If I didn't call you the morning before you left your house or the night before, guess where I'll be tomorrow?
I'll say this. That was one of Barry Sobel's best bits in that early thing.
I just flaked.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what happened. I just flaked.
And that is about California being ahead of the curve.
Being ahead of the curve in terms of
because he did that bit in the early 90s.
So
and
early on.
So I think
late
about
80s,
that bit
late
80s.
I think about that all. So, and like he's late like, 80s, you make plans with like 11 people and two show up and they're there randomly. They're there not because of your plans. Because
you would do that. You would just let a whole bunch of people know, this is where I'm going to be.
I don't know that. Does anybody want to?
And we would all have these. We would have swaths of time in our lives where we didn't know if a person had flaked on us or died.
Yeah.
So, like, if Jason and I had plans and Jason didn't show, and I talked to you, Randy, later, I'd be like, have you heard from Jason?
Maybe I'll see him Monday.
People didn't flake.
Yeah.
They showed out here because Cal, but New York, D.C.
People didn't flake. You had to hold people
accountable.
Philly,
Chicago,
to it. Exactly.
You were there, and you got there, and you got a 15-minute window, and if not, then people would truly think that you were in
so
the hospital.
So this is a...
You were in the hospital a lot of the time.
that's
because
another
we didn't have the safety. We didn't have the safety.
Serious injuries.
Yeah,
exactly.
Now.
No one had
no airbags.
We didn't have fucking airbags. We didn't have helmets. You've seen the bits.
Are you going to play the second call from this
Yes,
shit?
Of course I am.
God.
You can almost hear in his call the person he's with just shaking their head.
No.
Just
like, stop
do
it.
Not hang up the phone.
No, you hang on and let me finish this call.
That other person is permanently
I don't
in
hear
SMH
it at all. I honestly don't hear that person at all. I think this guy is 1,000% on his
own. Fire medical.
I call police.
Okay, sir, you need to call back.
I like that she's right on it. Like,
she's
this
like
is
no.
I tried that, but I couldn't get through.
No, the line is working fine. 287-1122.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, nice.
Oh hey, my God!
She cut him.
I just
want to
say this is a good idea for a podcast and a good podcast. Go
thank,
ahead.
Thank you. Shut it down. He's like, I have a few tags for this podcast. We're like, we'll use them, man.
But
we'll
that's the moment where everyone in his life has a gut check, and they're like, do I hang around anymore for this, or am I out?
Like to me, I feel like we should go one step further, and all of his friends should be able to Yelp him. Shouldn't you be able to Yelp your friends?
Yeah,
like
friend
Yelp.
There will be a rating.
Kind of do.
I think in Asia, somewhere in China, there's already like a rating system for each person.
I love it.
You can see what the rating is based
like
on
1.5 stars across the board.
Can I rate a random Chinese guy?
Well, I would basically. You know I would fight every rating.
You would actually go back.
I'd be like, fuck you.
Three and a half stars?
I've seen what you done. I've seen what you wrote. My stories are good.
And, or I was going to say, you're fighting the ratings of random Chinese people.
No, no, his own rating.
I was going to say 3.5 stars for Xing Li. Are you kidding me? This guy's a
I can tell a story off stage. Other people, please. I also know how to share the
name droppy. Name droppy.
Randy, you said like
I've actually met those people.
Everyone in the restaurant already knew about this issue before he called. So imagine the server. He's like, oh, this is just a little small. Sir, you already ate it. Because that was the deal. He had already eaten his food.
That's also what happens when poor people go to rich restaurants. When you go to rich restaurants, here's the truth, guys. If you go up a level money wise, at the next level of food, the portions are not that big.
Right.
Because they know that you're probably old and because you're rich and you don't got the metabolism. Mm-hmm. To do a
That's why I just stick to the Cheesecake Factory. That's Those right. portions are staying it's big, big, baby.
Big. Claim jumper.
The TCPalm.com reported Nelson Augusto, that's his name, was arrested Monday. Police told the newspaper he complained the clams he was eating were so small he didn't want to pay for them. In a 911 call released police, he said, I ordered something and it was extremely so small. He was arrested and expected in court.
I love that he's arrested.
Oh, if I had a friend I'm who did that, I'd be like,
what's he arrested for?
For fake food.
For misuse of the 911. They would have let it go on the first one. You
when
do a second
this
call.
This is like calling an NBA that? File for flopping.
It's a flopping foul. Yelling fire in a crowded theater.
To me, it is a flopping foul on an NBA court.
Yes.
I love it.
That's story number two, boys.
I love it. Oh, great story. We never had one anything.
And he got arrested and what? Fined?
He's going to be fine. I'm sure it'll definitely be a citation or something like that.
Because they have evidence that he did it.
Second warning.
When he goes to jail, I wonder if he's going to get some clamps up his ass.
And then he calls the warden over and is like, these are too small.
Oh.
The portion was too small.
These dicks are way too small. I followed Dice 2 weeks ago, by the way.
Oh, nice.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
On Twitter?
No, in life.
In life. Live stand-up comedy.
Fantastic.
At the Comedy Store.
We've done that. We did that years ago and then wrote a bit about it.
Did you really?
Yeah, because it was a horrible experience, but it was also... Yeah. His intro of us was the most disrespectful thing ever, and if it was disrespectful and funny, then we would have had nothing to say about it. It was disrespectful and not funny.
So you were like, we got
to
go.
So we got to make it funny and go into this cat. And it was really fun.
Yeah, it's a great
He bit. Got my intro right because he wants to work.
Oh,
he wants to team up.
And by the way, that's where you know where you're at. That's the heat check. I honestly, not with intros.
I go, which phony cocksucker still wants to talk to me? And if there's enough of them, I go, all right, I'm still relevant.
Got it. Still
I'm not even kidding.
This cat right here,
I go to an Emmy party and like people will talk to me and then I'm like, oh, yeah, all right.
I'm still around. Thank God.
Yeah,
thank God this guy bullshitted me for 20 minutes.
Total piece of shit.
Douche. Bullshitted me for 20 minutes.
Total inveterate, top to bottom.
Let's all do it together.
Talking about
total piece of shit.
Now, let's take a break. When we come back, one last story. Give me a little tease, Dan. A little tease.
Somebody's already mentioned something like this. It's a ticket in Quebec that could not be more ridiculous. Getting a ticket.
Okay. I love it. Quebec.
Quebec.
And then we have a voicemail from the former Vice President Al Gore, which I'm very excited about.
Yes.
So stay tuned. There's more Dumb People Talk right after this. Hey guys, welcome back to DPT, Dumb People Town.
I'm glad you're here.
I'm going to say this. Neil Brennan, we follow you on Instagram and follow you on the Twits, and you are fantastic on both.
Guys, thank you very much.
You're welcome. But for our fans out there, it's just Neil.
Hey, we want to build up our Instagram. So follow us on Instagram. We're at Sklar Brothers. Follow Daniel, Van Kirk, and
Neil Brennan.
And if you're in the New York area on February 25th, our live podcast of Dumb People Down at the Bell House is selling out.
Yep.
It is very close to being sold out, and we'll maybe add a second one.
We can sell it out.
We're recording a little in advance, so it might be sold out by now. So check. Find out. There might be a second show.
You don't know, and I'd love to add a second show, right?
The website? You'll be the last one to know.
It'll be super fun. We have one more story.
Here we go. Sent in by Rick Hiladi. Hiladie,
which to me sounds a Spanish word for ice
cream. Can I talk about something real quick?
You know,
it's
got
nothing
really
to
long.
Do with anything,
sure.
and then I need to promote something.
Yes. Yeah, of course.
Do you remember how saturated the 80s were with kidnapping?
Mm-hmm.
Fears of kidnapping.
Yes. Oh, yes. Dobermans, quicksand, cobras, and kidnapping.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there was a. Where was I? I don't remember. I think I was reading this maybe in the New Yorker, but
there was a like Adam Walsh and John Walsh and all that shit. And so how many people? Oh no, it was in that book Fantasyland by Kurt Anderson.
The last book you'll ever read.
Yep, last
book. No, by the way, book on
could
tape.
Be. Could
anyhow,
be.
anyhow, book on tape.
Narrated by Ice Cube.
Read to me. I got some money. I have a little bit of money.
Right. Read to me.
You read to me. Hey, me to dummy, sleep. You read to me.
Put me to sleep, author.
So how many people, you guys were alive and in ripe kidnapping age.
Perfect. Totally.
We had how many cuts, we were... people a year on average do you think were being kidnapped? Because most Amber Alerts are it's custody
yes.
issues.
Yeah, right? It's a parent thing.
How many people were cold,
legitimately
a stranger abducts
and grabbed
a
the kid.
Kid. I never get to play these games.
This
where
is a great
guess
game.
A number. So this is per year.
Do you have like an 80s like stat yearly?
I don't have a specific. There was a year that
enough.
John Walsh said that he estimated around 50,000 kids were getting abducted a year, and then somebody actually did the research.
Okay, I have my number.
And okay, this is great. Okay. I love that.
I'm
going to
guess 88, 89. But
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what do you think, Dan? The year's 88, 89.
I'm
That's
guessing,
not the
yeah.
number.
No.
Okay, go.
37.
Okay.
I'm going to say 2,000.
Okay.
I'm going to say 450.
300.
Wow.
That was close.
300 just, kids.
300 kids.
The amount of literature and fucking...
And press coverage. And maybe it worked.
And you'd say that, but I don't think the desire's there. Who wants a fucking kid?
To me, I'm like, only people who don't have kids would take a kid.
Ever.
That's it. Dumbest idea ever.
Ever. I gotta pee. I gotta...
Just trying to get my kid dressed today was like, someone take it. Someone tell her. Come and take her.
Someone please.
I love her to death.
And
but...
no one and a girl no less.
Yes.
Still don't want her.
No.
I'm like take still her. Don't want her.
Maybe China had it right.
There's more to that joke that I'm not doing because you know these podcasts they don't do these things.
Right. That's right.
These are permanent records.
What do you want to promo?
I want to promo me and Whitney Cummings. I wrote a movie with Whitney called The Female Brain, which comes up February 9th.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Blake Griffin, your friend Blake Griffin's in it.
Yes, love Blake Griffin.
Whitney, me, Cecily Strong, Sofia Vergara.
Love it.
James Marsden's funny.
Great.
This lady Lucy Punch is funny. Dion Cole is funny.
Great.
Awesome.
I love every single person
I'm
you're naming.
Forgetting. That's, I think, the list.
In theaters?
In theaters, yeah.
Holy shit.
It's like
awesome.
IFC, so it's only like 30 theaters. But,
sure.
And then it's on VOD.
And
like,
what's it called, man?
I love
Female
it.
Female Brain.
Okay.
Nice.
So then here's the deal.
Check it out.
On the 9th, you go see that movie or get it on VOD. And then the next week, you go into the movies. Ours is in 10 theaters.
10 cities.
10 cities.
Well, that's awesome. What's the movie?
It's a poop. It's a documentary about poop. And it's comedians and people talking and
scientists and other people talking. Why is this on the subject that it happens to everybody? Everybody does it, yet not a lot of people talk about it.
What's it called?
It's called Poop Talk. And it is a open and honest discussion about shitting. And it is really funny and really interesting.
You know who likes talking about shitting? She's Mary Lou Henner. Did you talk to her?
No, we did not.
I've seen her talk. She used to talk openly about it on because she wrote a lot of like health books. I saw her on Letterman talking about it.
It feels
so good. Because no one ever
talks
about it.
I will say that we don't. It's amazing how universal it is. And yet everybody has a story. And
I don't love talking about it.
Me either.
Yeah,
there were people who loved talking about it and were great to listen to about it. And people had some stories. Kira Sultanovich's story about leaving Russia and her story involved a handful of shit is one of the most triumphant stories I've ever heard.
That's
fantastic.
Wonderful.
So there's a lot of that. Brad Williams has a great story. There's a good comedy in there about shitting. So on the 9th, you do this one, The Female Brain.
Yep.
And then the next week, Poop Talk.
Poop Talk. Boom. Nice. There you go. We just did your two weekends of activity right there.
You
February.
Got it.
Covered.
Hope you live in a good city, guys, because they ain't going
VOD.
To small markets.
VOD.
VOD,
VOD,
baby.
If you're
VOD.
Not in that city, get
VOD.
On
VOD.
Last story, Dan.
All right. So it is sent in by Rick Hiladi at Hiladi. Hiladi. Hi, lady, maybe? H-I-L-A-D-I-E.
Okay. Hi, lady.
An Ottawa man who forgot to lock his car says he feels like he's been robbed, even though his vehicle and its contents were never touched by thieves. Police in, this is where I'm not good with geography names, Gatineau,
Fine.
G-A-T-I-N-E-A-U.
Who's going to challenge it?
Oh, yeah. We'll find the one.
Someone will.
They'll reach out.
Neil Brennan, you motherfucker. I would never see your movie, you second wave hag. Get the name of this city right.
Gatnow handed David Carrier, a ticket last Wednesday citing a bylaw requiring drivers to lock up after they park. The province's highway safety code states no person may leave an unattended a road vehicle that is in his custody without previously removing the ignition key and locking the door. So they are giving tickets for people who don't lock their doors.
Wow.
And it's Canada.
That's Canada telling
you. People leave their houses unlocked in Canada.
Carrier.
You didn't lock your door, you get a ticket.
Carrier said the officer who issued the fine was peering through vehicle windows along
the
parking lot.
It's the guy from
lot.
Beat Up the ATM. It's,
he became a cop. Carrier is the guy from Mr.
I give people for not locking the door.
When he left his car and walked to a nearby restaurant. Quote, I thought I was seeing someone robbing cars or something like that, he told CTV Montreal on Tuesday. As he got closer, it became apparent that he was wearing some kind of uniform, and then I took him to be a security guard.
Can I ask an honest question for real?
Yes.
Neil and Dan and Jay, you can do this too because you all have cars. What are the errands or the places you'll go where you will leave? Do you at all leave your car unlocked when you leave it?
I have a Tesla. Next question.
There you go.
None.
Okay, next.
Lights out.
Go I ahead. Mean, if I'm...
Tesla to me says you have no kids.
If I would leave it unlocked...
That's correct. Not a care in the world.
I don't know.
Am my own baby.
There you go.
Go ahead.
If I had to run in somewhere that it's like literally a storefront, like a 7-Eleven, I can see my car the entire time.
You would keep it unlocked and hop in.
Maybe, but yeah. I have another thing,
and then I'll tell you.
My whether I lock it or not depends on what's in my car. So if my computer's in my car, then I don't even trust that.
I take my computer with me or I put it in the trunk.
Yeah, but I'm just saying if nothing's in the car, just a bunch of
There
have been
stuff.
A couple of times just where I have run in to do something and I didn't lock the door, and the whole time I'm in there, I'm like, that was stupid.
I have a what it's like to date Neil Brennan story.
Ooh, please. I've wondered.
My ex, you'll know why in a second, didn't like me bringing my phone to dinner, right?
Mm-hmm.
And,
Would you lay it on the table?
So I left it. No, I would just put it in my pocket.
Uh-huh.
So I left it in the car, and guess it got broken into. This is like a year ago.
Yeah.
The kid got broken into. A year and a half ago.
And phone stolen.
Yes.
Okay.
Only phone stolen.
Downtown.
Guess who likes holding a grudge?
Neil Brennan.
Yeah.
Guess you list single. Like, obviously you know people who are famous in your phone. Do you list them by their actual name or their
I do, code? And I make a. I literally think it's funny.
Yeah.
And like, if you can break into my phone,
call Blake Griffin.
Go call. Fucking, I have, you know what Will Smith's listed under? Will Smith. Because it's so dumb. I shouldn't have his number.
I want
to get caught, bro. I shouldn't have a lot of these numbers.
No, you shouldn't. This just shows you how much you shouldn't have these numbers.
Exactly.
You're like the human embodiment of WikiLeaks.
That is correct.
Remember contactless WikiLeaks.
You're like a
iPhone 10 Julian Assange.
Yes.
So I assume that you had the 10.
Sure, you were right, yet I don't.
Okay.
It's on brand.
But you gotta get up to your own brand here.
One time, I think Pete Holmes asked me if I had the iPhone 7, and I said, "Grow up." just to put it in perspective, what a phony
no answer, no real answer. No, just grow up.
Right.
Just grow up.
What were you gonna say? Remember what?
Just that when we were in Chicago, downtown Chicago, we were with our friends.
Yes,
our friend who's a doctor and his wife, friends from Michigan, and
we did a comedy show.
We did a comedy show at the Laugh Factory or something there downtown Chicago, and they parked and by accident left their window open
and the keys,
cell phone in the car window open. And I was like, we came back to the car and everything was there. And I was like, Chicago, you fucking failed.
Yeah.
Like, who did
this
should be
shut
gone?
It down.
This car should be gone and
shut
stripped
for
parts. Shut the city down.
Shut the city down.
I have two stories, if you don't mind.
Please.
Guys, if I could have the floor, quickly.
Please.
Yep, you got it.
The chair recognizes
Okay,
Neil
one of the things is I don't even lock my house sometimes because I don't have anything of value in my house.
To be taken.
Nothing is valuable anymore.
Right.
TVs, you go to Best Buy, they'll give you a TV. They have so many flat screens right now.
We've had people on the show that we've talked about that have tried that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have so, like, what's a flat screen? The biggest flat screen, you get a 70-inch flat screen for $140.
Fact.
Out the door.
Fact.
That's mostly installation, by the way.
That's all, like, yeah.
That's mostly installation. So, again, I've got a 4-year-old Mac. Okay. You can have it.
Yeah.
I've been looking to get a new one anyway.
Thank you.
And,
so you just have tons of insurance.
No, I just don't have, I don't have anything to.
You're not attached to it.
I just don't have anything.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't want them to take my computer because I have shit on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like backed up.
Put it in the cloud, sure. Bitch.
Yeah, it's in the cloud, bitch. And, and then secondly, I used to have this system in New York. I lived on the, if you take nothing away from this podcast, just that I'm a phony piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
I had a, penthouse apartment in New York,
mm-hmm.
or as my brother used to call it, apartment 11C, because he hated admitting that I had a penthouse.
Yeah, exactly.
Danny, Kevin.
Okay.
Please.
Fucking Kevin.
Please. And Kevin was staying at my place, and I used to leave the door open, because, like, if you can get past the doorman,
it's yours.
And then pick my apartment at
it's
random.
Yours. It's yours.
And then get the shit out of the building. Mm-hmm.
Have at it.
God bless you.
Yep. Have at it.
Kevin
he was laying the gauntlet.
Yeah, so Kevin said he came home, and there was a guy in my apartment laying on an ottoman. And this Kevin's only description was, Neil, this guy was black as night. Which is so hilarious and racist and nonsensical.
Yeah.
Because the whole thing was made up.
Yeah. Yes.
No one was laying in my apartment. Kevin wanted has OCD.
And he wanted to locking the door.
There and he thought he would prey on my...
And you're
not,
like, no,
not
no.
non-existent fear of black dudes, but damn near. Because to me, I hear black guys in my apartment. I was like, did he want to write anything?
Yeah. let's work on it. Let's
have an idea.
You saw the potential of future work.
Yeah,
I love that.
What are we
working on here?
What are we doing?
All right, so what happened to this dude?
He thought he was seeing somebody rob cars. He got closer. He realized it was a cop. Maybe he was patrolling the shops. And then he realized he was checking to see if people's doors were locked or not. So now they're just walking around trying to catch
That's
people.
That's creepy.
Yes.
Yeah.
He said he was inside
That's
the steakhouse.
What's the law?
That's breaking an
entry.
You got
to
unlock your car.
Carrier said he was inside the steakhouse. By the time he realized his vehicle was unlocked, he said he was greeted by the officer and he returned. He was like, oh shit, I forgot to lock my car.
Yeah.
So he went back and he met the cop there. The cop said, quote, he said, I have to give you a ticket. I said, it's okay. I'm at the Baton Rouge. I can be parked here. And he goes, no, I'm giving you a ticket for having your car doors unlocked.
For trusting
unlocked.
Too much.
Yeah. It's a trust.
These are cops
also,
you don't
want to
fill
out
you a, I'm reports. Giving you a ticket for not wearing a Hurt Locker suit.
Right.
Everywhere you go.
Everywhere you go.
There are bombs
everywhere.
All around
everywhere.
Us.
Gatineau police have issued 467 tickets for unlocked cars in 2017. Last year, in 2016, they issued 517. I'm going to ask you guys. Guys, how much do you think the ticket is for?
Canadian
for
money or American?
American dollars
okay,
is
fine.
What they have it listed.
I'm
going to
go with $45.
Okay.
$45.
Jay,
$65.
$65. I'm going to say this was like one of those $87 one that makes you so mad.
Okay. The ticket, the price, the citation for leaving your door unlocked and having found out by police is... $52.
Ooh, Neil.
Neil.
Nice.
Right.
Close.
Very
in the ballpark.
Yes. I understand stupid laws.
He understands it. He gets it.
I understand stupid fines.
They said they designed this crime to reduce crimes of opportunity. We can all, as citizens, help prevent crime. An easy way is by locking your doors. The guy who got the ticket, we're going to get out of here quickly on this. He took to Facebook to vent his frustration.
Good call. He said
he tried to explain to the officer that he was only in the restaurant for 2 minutes before returning. The officer said it was too late. He was just doing his job. Instead of catching people breaking into cars, they're punishing people who are not committing a crime. And in my case, someone who is in the process of complying with the law but did not even know it existed. He said, this is what I love.
Dumb law.
He said he's going to fight it even if he has to pay the $89 in court fees. He doesn't care. And then he said this. Ah, the nanny state. Next time I visit, I will lock the doors but leave my windows rolled down. As I read it, that's not technically illegal.
Oh, I
Beautiful.
Love this
Any
guy.
Any other stupid stick, laws I should be aware
stick
of?
Stick it back to him. Or
they
his only...
They fuck with the wrong guy.
His only repercussion? Cowboy. Call 911.
Yeah, right.
All right, before we get out of here, we have a voicemail from Al Gore. He's talking about the wildfires and what it means. I mean, I feel like who better to talk about
that
than Al Gore?
You have one new voice message.
Hello, Randy and Chase. It's Al Gore here. I just want to let you know that these recent wildfires in Southern California, they came as no surprise to me. I knew long ago in 1988 when I invented the internet, that this day would come. I ran a lot of different algorithms on the computer, and they were literally algorithms, what I was running, and they showed that the cloud cover would soon turn into an atmosphericless planet we would have. Little ozone, very little protection from the sun. And when the sun starts burning and melting the glaciers, look out. Look out, Miami. It is going to be a fun time for you. But that's why this is happening. That's why things are burning. The sun's too hot and we don't have the protection. And Donald Trump is just, he doesn't get it, guys. So take cover, get your underground bunkers ready, because we're going to have to go subterranean to survive this. This is Al Gore with another Inconvenient Truth signing off.
Okay.
Yeah. That explains
it. I believe everything that Al Gore says.
Well, Al Gore is the person.
I think everything he says is a convenient truth. That's me. Neil Brennan, thank you for joining the show,
dude. I had fun, guys.
Go see his movie on February 9th, The Female Brain. And then follow him on Twitter and follow him on all that stuff and all that things. Yeah. This is great. And, oh, shit, we got to get back to work.
Hey, guys, Jason Sklar, Randy Sklar, Dan Van Kirk.
Yes.
And our guest on Dumb People Town this week is Neil Brennan.
Yeah. Thanks being here, Neil.
Our guest this week is Neil Brennan. There's a lot of that going on in the show. And
a guy who's not happy with his food and got arrested for it.
And
don't call 911 if you're not happy with your dinner.
Stupid laws be damned.
Don't punch an ATM.
We will take you to task. And Neil Brennan tells a few of the best stories that we've heard on this show.
Yes. I agree.
All involving money.
Yeah,
yes. All involved. I don't like to be likable.
Yeah,
no.
And so
I don't want anyone rooting for me. You don't come off you very dare unlikable. For you one did. Second.
You did a great
job. Dare you to listen to this.
I dare you to like Neil Brennan when
and
this
then
is
root
done
for him when it's all done.